BBC Listen. Gardening Australia Junior.
How's the patient, Doc?
It's too early to tell. Trowel.
Drowel.
That's no good. Watering can.
Watering can.
We're losing him. Secateurs.
Secateurs? Are you sure, Doc?
Who knows how far the infection has spread?
Secateurs. I think he's gone.
No!
There, there, Costa. It's just a tomato plant.
And we're just playing, right?
Yeah, I'm fine. I just like fully committing to the character. And you were great, Dr. Millie and Dr. Xavier.
Wait, is this plant actually sick?
I'm afraid it is.
Can you take it to the doctor? A real one?
Yeah, there are animal hospitals. Are there any plant hospitals?
Nah, I wish there was. There aren't plant doctors and hospitals, which is a shame because plants can get sick.
Do they get the flu?
Or a tummy bug?
Plants don't have tummies.
Oh, yeah. So what happened to this tomato plant?
I'm not sure. I have a sick lemon tree too. Maybe we can diagnose some of my plants with a sprinkle of my magic compost.
We have trowels and buckets, Costa. You don't need to fling the dirt all over the garden.
Can you feel that?
The ground is shaking.
And everything's growing.
And growing.
The whole garden is shooting up around us.
A sprinkle here, a sprinkle there makes the real world disappear. All it touches will grow tall. And you will seem so very small.
Whoa!
Huh, that is some serious compost, Costa.
Is it like plant medicine?
It's the usual compost stuff. Potato peels, eggshells. But it's got a secret ingredient that makes it magic.
What is it?
It's a Georgiatis family secret. I'm sworn to secrecy.
Well, it works. The whole garden has grown into a jungle.
Those cherry tomatoes are as big as boulders.
They don't look so good. That one's all brown and spotty.
And the giant leaves are all sad and droopy.
Good work, doctors. Noticing changes on your plant's leaves is the first step in figuring out what might be going on with your patients. Droopy leaves could be caused by a few things. Let's check out the soil next.
Listen, can you hear that?
Yeah, it sounds like feet. Lots of feet.
Marching feet?
It's ants.
Marching.
One by one.
Hurrah, hurrah. The whole cavalry's here.
They're as big as horses, and they're not stopping.
Costa, that ant has picked up Millie. It's carrying her off like a crumb at a picnic.
Whoa! One's got me too. Luckily, these pincers aren't too pokey. Let's see where they take us.
Easy, boy. Nice and gentle. I'm up.
This is so cool. They keep passing me forward. They're very strong.
Looks like the colony is marching to the lemon tree.
Whoa! They're climbing up the tree. Please don't drop me, Mr. Ant.
Yeah, now that the tree's had my magic compost treatment, it feels like we're scaling a very, very tall building.
Is this the sick lemon tree, Costa?
Sure is.
The leaves are turning from green to yellow, and they're a bit spotty. Do you think it's sick with the same thing as the tomato plant?
It's hard to tell. Yellow leaves can mean a few things. It could be the plant isn't getting enough sunshine. It could mean it's being overwatered. But in lemon trees, it's usually because the plant doesn't have enough nutrients. It's hungry.
Ah, bugs!
Ah, yes. It's got a pest infestation.
What are those things? They're like little sheep around the ant's feet.
They're not sheep, but this is a farm.
What?
These little fuzzballs are called scale insects, and ants farm them.
Ants? Running a farm on a lemon tree?
Yep.
Okay, so why are the farmer ants licking the scale insects?
Well, scale insects ooze a sweet liquid that the ants love to eat. It's called honeydew.
Wait a second. So ants lick their farm animals like lollipops?
Ugh. I think I'll stick to the regular lollipops you can get at the shops.
Yeah, well, these bug farms are not great for the tree, though. The scale insects bite into the tree to drink its sap. This sucks away a lot of the tree's nutrients, and they can give the tree diseases too.
Oh, poor lemon tree. What gets rid of these scale bugs?
Ooh, what are those things?
Hungry lacewing larvae. And here they come.
They look like hairy caterpillars.
But they're the size of buses.
They're eating up all the scale insects.
And the ants are the second cause.
Get them, lacewings.
That's our cue to leave. They're very hungry babies. Here, grab these lemon leaves. We can use them to parachute back down to the ground. Quick, before we end up dessert.
Whee!
Whoa!
Phew, there's a lot going on in that lemon tree.
What's the diagnosis?
I'd say pests. We'll need to get those scale insects under control and give the tree a boost with some extra compost and fertiliser.
Costa, does it ever snow in your garden?
Not in this neck of the woods, not even in winter.
Then what are all these white specks falling from the sky?
Aha! Come on, let's head back to the tomato plant. I think I know what's wrong with it. Just as I thought.
What is it?
It's called downy mildew. That wasn't falling snow before, it was spores. They had a big boost from the compost, so we could see them. But normally, they're teeny tiny specks that float around in the air and water.
Downy mildew? Is it like mold?
Like that blue stuff that grows on my sandwiches when I don't empty my lunchbox?
It behaves a little bit like mold, but it's actually a microscopic pest. It loves a wet, cool environment, and it moves in when plants get too cold and wet.
Like in winter when it rains a lot?
Yep, or from watering the garden at night, which I have been doing lately.
Do you feel that? The whole garden's shaking.
The tomatoes are shrinking.
Whoa, cool. It feels like we're growing, but everything else is just getting smaller.
We're out of time. The magic in the compost is wearing off. Whoa!
That was some good diagnosing, Dr. Costa.
Yep, there was a clear case of pest infestation on the lemon tree.
And who knew those bugs carry diseases?
I also need to stop watering my poor tomato plants at night.
Because the cold dampness attracted yucky mildew.
Oh, that reminds me. I better empty my lunchbox.
All right, doctors, time for a plant checkup. I have some pot plants here that need your attention.
Ready.
First, you want to check for green, healthy leaves. Pull off any yellow or brown ones.
Should I put them in the compost?
Any diseased leaves should go in a bag and then into the bin.
So we don't spread the infection to other plants.
That's it. Now, plant doctors, you want to have a look for any signs of pests.
Ew, how?
There might be some bite marks in the stems or branches, or eggs on the underside of leaves.
Phew, all clear.
Next, we need to check our patient's hydration levels. I do it by popping my finger in the soil up to my knuckle and see how much sticks to it when I take it out.
Nothing stuck to my finger. Look, totally clean.
Ah, so that means your plant is a bit thirsty. Here's the watering can. If the leaves are looking yellow, you might want to add some plant food to the water as well.
Yuck, my soil is more like mud.
Your plant needs to dry out before it gets any more water. If it's really wet like this one, Millie, you can put it in a new pot and do a quick root check. Healthy roots should be white and firm, not soft and brown. This little fella should dry out nicely. Now we've replaced the soil, the patient should make a full recovery.
Hey, Millie, why did the plant go to the doctor?
Why?
It was feeling a little green.
I will not be sharing my magic compost recipe. Please do not sprinkle any compost, magic or not, on anything except soil. In fact, don't sprinkle compost anywhere without the help of a grown-up. You never know what magic might happen.
If you like the Gardening Australia Junior podcast, make sure you check out the TV show too. You'll find us on ABC iView.